Are you tired of feeling misunderstood, ignored, or frustrated by the men in your life? Do you wish you knew how to communicate with them in a way that makes them listen, respect, and adore you? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. This ebook is a comprehensive guide to help you master the art of feminine communication and get what you want from any man in an authentic, warm, loving, caring way. Whether you're single, dating, or in a relationship, this ebook teaches you how to express your feelings, needs, and desires in a way that makes him want to please you and commit to you. You'll learn how to avoid common mistakes that push men away, how to use your voice and body language to attract and keep attention, and how to handle conflict and disagreements without losing his respect, and much, much more. Plus, you'll get access to my 2-day video class that teaches you a lot of body postures and poses that you can use in a lot of different situations, so you'll never run out of the right words to say. 500 Ways to Talk to a Man is the ultimate resource for any woman who wants to improve her communication skills and create a deeper connection with the man in her life. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life and get my ebook today. Go to www.everheartcoaching.com and get your copy. The link is below in the description.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to This Podcast is for Women, episode number 70, New Year's rituals that focus on your feminine energy and where you want to be in your life for the new year as a powerful dynamite woman. Now, I must admit that I took a couple of years off from making any type of New Year's resolutions. And while it took a little bit of the heat off of me to produce an outcome and create something new in my life, I also lacked focus for the past 2 years and had a little bit of a trouble finding my way back to what is really important for me, what feels good, and where I want to be focused into the next year. Because I will tell you, if you want an idea of what your new year is going to look like, all you have to do is look at the last year. And if you really want to go deeper, look at the year prior to that year. Now, how can you do this? And how does that really reflect where you're going in life? Here's the thing. We get stuck in patterns. And feminine energy is a very relaxed energy. You might start exploring more of your feminine energy, focusing more on your relationships and what really feels good, but at the same time, lose some of that boy energy that wants to point you into particular directions that are going to bring you long-term satisfaction. Now, not every woman is going to experience that, of course, but for me, that was really part of what I was experiencing. I was getting more in touch with my inner girl and feeling more evolved in my feminine energy, more in touch with my feelings, but I found myself feeling this sense of neglect or worry or a little bit of dread, and projects just seemed really daunting because I had lost focus on what actually feels good and why. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to give you some rituals and some ideas to make sure that this year is one of your best years ever. I am absolutely hoping the same for myself, not to put too much pressure on either of us. But now that I've done these rituals and I've completed them, I'm looking at my life in a completely different way. So I'm able to not only get in touch with that feminine energy feeling and what's in my body, but I'm able to focus on what direction I want to be going in and what has not really been in alignment and felt good in those years, even though I enjoyed doing them. Now, I will be honest, one of those things is my podcast. I put a lot of time and energy the past couple of years into my podcast. And while I love bringing a message to you, I love the feedback, I love helping you, and I love discovering these topics and hitting record on my microphone, I don't like a lot of the other aspects of it. So what I'm doing this year is I'm cutting my podcast in half, which means I'm still going to bring you great content, but I'm going to be able to focus on something that feels really, really good to me, and that is making YouTube videos. Now, if any of you have followed me for a while, you know that I am very popular on YouTube. I have a lot of amazing videos that have helped so many women either reconnect with their husband, help their marriage, reconnect with an ex, get in touch with their inner girl. I mean, you name it. One of my favorite video series is my whiteboard series. I will link that below because I really took a deep dive into some of the pitfalls of feminine energy, which is being the queen of the world. So I want to go back to focusing on things that felt good, making videos, being in front of the camera, speaking directly to you, but also scale back on my podcast and bring you more like little bite-sized nuggets of information. So let's start off with a few love goals and becoming magnetic in the sense that if there's something out there on this planet or a feeling or a desire that you have, that you can actually begin to make some changes in your life to magnetize your vibration and your energy, you'll actually pull them towards you. So as I quoted earlier in this podcast, one of the first things I did was I reflected on my past year. So I have a habit of going through my calendar at the end of the year and transferring anything important to a new calendar. And this year I went back and I was like, you know, what did I do that was so great this year? And I thought of like a couple of trips I took, but there were so many other things that I had forgotten. Lunch dates I had with people. I kept a regular walking schedule. I had a lot of great times with my family, especially my mom. I had some ups and downs with my health and also a big health crisis for my mom, but when I went and looked at those dates on the calendar, I was like, wow, I was really bringing it. I was doing a lot of masculine energy work and also feminine energy work. I was making things happen, but also staying present in my body. So I was able to really recognize what I've been doing for the past year and where my energy has been. So I highly recommend, it is tedious, set aside the entire evening to do it. And really go through every single date on your calendar, in your phone or your actual calendar. And if you need to, you can also scan the photos in your phone by month. It'll give you a good idea of what you're going through and where you've been and where you want to go. So a couple of things that I did the past year was I did a lot of home improvement, which took a ton of energy and attention. I also learned so much about my marriage in this process, about what my husband is good at and what I am really good at and how to better equip ourselves going forward into the new year. What works, what doesn't work? Is he better at talking to people on the phone and making appointments, whereas I am better in person and keeping up with all the data and doing more of the planning? So you really discover a way to zoom back and see what worked in your life and what didn't, whether that was starting a new diet, a new routine, you wanted to make more money, whatever it may be, you'll see where maybe your wheels were spinning just a little bit and how you want to get some traction, some momentum, and go forward. Now, for those of you who are single, you have perhaps maybe experienced heartbreak this past year. You have had dating situations that didn't pan out. Perhaps you have your quantum dating 5, which is something I talk about in Fem Tools for Dating, which is where you have 5 men in your rotation. Or maybe you just have 2 and you're struggling and you're not really feeling a strong magnetic connection with one man in particular, or the man that you really want. He just wasn't a good fit for you, and you're having to handle all of those emotions and grief and pain that come along with someone ultimately just rejecting us and not able to be in alignment with where we are in that moment in time. So as much as this can sting, one of the best things you can do is look back on that relationship and take the pieces out that felt good. Whatever felt good, whether he was good at showing up and preparing dinner and he remembered your birthday, or if he was not the best partner in some other terms of your life, you're going to be able to discover what it is that worked so well for you. Because here's the part I want you to do. I want you to get really clear about what you want in a partnership. I want you to understand and ask yourself, how will this partnership feel on a Tuesday night? How will the two of you tackle cleaning the house together? How will it feel? What will it look like? Or how will each of you respond when a dish gets broken right before going to bed? Something gets broken. How do you deal with it together as a couple? I want you to be able to dig deep and ask yourself some questions about daily life. And how would you and your guy handle this? I'm going to pause real quick for a break and I'll be right back.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So the more you can ask yourself questions and get clear about what you want in a partnership and how it will feel, this is what really magnetizes you in the direction of calling forth that possibility into your life. Now, even if you're married or you're coupled, you can do the same things. You can find a problem area in your relationship, and you can perhaps imagine how your husband or your partner normally responds or how you normally respond. And I want you to be able to write it out just as briefly as you can. And then I want you to rewrite that story about how you would change your focus, your attention, your tone, how you would find what you feel. Take one or two of those tools. Don't overwhelm yourself. Keep it simple, because in the moment, the more you can practice these tools on paper and in your mind, in the moment when it takes time to do or say a specific thing, you will be well practiced. You will be lubricated in the art of feminine energy and be able to find what you're feeling, be succinct, and not create an outcome or become your guy's therapist or be totally set on problem solving and fixing whatever's going on in the moment. So I must admit that is a big problem I have, is that my husband, if he's upset about something, I will want to work with him and work on it until he is in a better feeling place. And I will tell you, he gets a lot of attention this way, and I get really exhausted in the process, and it really doesn't change anything. So this is something that I'm doing. I'm scaling back on how much I will focus on trying to fix or solve something. Now, I want you to apply these same tools to anything in your life where you need some focus, whether it is your exercise routine, your eating habits, or saving money, or your career, or school. I want you to think about what hasn't worked for you and why, and how these things will work for you in the future. Same thing goes for what hasn't worked. You want to say, hey, what has worked for me? Where did I really get into the habit of taking, you know, an hour-long walk, or making sure that I prepped my meals, or I was reminded to pray regularly or connect to my spirituality? Or where did I feel the most value in life and meaning for myself? I want you to really be able to look back on that year and see where you felt these things. What worked? What did not work? Now, before I go, I want to share just a couple of things that my husband Jeff and I are really good at doing and things that we enjoy doing together. And the first one is we love to take a walk together, whether we take a quick walk around the block after dinner or it's the middle of the day and we want to get sunshine and we go for a walk. Another thing that we're really good at doing is organizing together. Now, I will tell you, I'm the person that knows where everything should go. I know how to sort and group and how things can be stuck together to all fit on a shelf. I'm a little more talented at that, but he does a lot of the heavy lifting. and moving things around. And he keeps me really focused, which I appreciate. Another thing we're good at doing is planning meals together. We love to grocery shop and prep before the grocery store, picking out recipes and sharing with each other what we'd like to try this week. And so that's a really fun little outing we get to do together. Another thing is we plan out what we're going to watch on television sometimes. Sometimes it's just the night before or the night of, or when we're about to have lunch, we'll catch up on a favorite television show we like to watch. And it's so fun because we get to laugh and talk about it together. And it's just things we get to experience. Now, long term, we also enjoy planning out our trips and travel, where we're going to go. But I must admit, I am the person who is better at finding the best ticket prices and timing our trip so that we're not traveling in the middle of the night. And I find hotels where we're centrally located. So I'm the person that's better about zooming in on details like that. But again, he does a lot of the heavy lifting. He's the person that gets the address to the hotel. He knows where to tell the car to take us. He does a lot of the heavy lifting with my luggage. And I tell him the address of where we're going to be staying. And he researches, you know, where's there food and restaurants in that area, or where's there a CVS, you know, whatever we may need. So I want you to, in your current relationship or even in your future relationship, get really clear with yourself about what I am good at, what my partner is good at, what works, what doesn't work, because you can't force a square peg in a round hole. And that's the wonderful thing about feminine energy, is you can relax, really accept things the way they are. You can make requests. You can talk about how you're feeling and hopefully make some really positive progress without anything feeling forced into that masculine energy form. Because we all know, I talk about this, the two rams on the mountaintop just bucking and hitting horns. That is when one of you is really forcing the other and the other one is resisting, aka a power struggle. I hope this podcast episode's been helpful. Please be sure to leave me a voice message if you have a question. Take a moment, rate and review my podcast. And if you did not know it, I have a free scripting guide online. It's at my website. The links are all below. Get your scripting guide, start learning how to do feminine energy scripting, and let me know how it goes. See all the links below, and I'll see you soon. Bye.